You're listening to SBS News.
At the crack of dawn, they came by the hundreds, hoping to be among the last to ascend the World Heritage-listed monolith. The tourists' desires defy the wishes of Uluru's traditional owners, the Yanganyu people. Jangu Thomas, park ranger and traditional owner, was disappointed by the large crowds.
Well, you know, day respect is a choice. Obviously, it's disappointing, but compared to the school holidays, this isn't much, very large numbers.
At the foot of the rock, their message is made clear to all would-be climbers. A sign in several languages advises tourists that Uluru is sacred and dangerous. At least 37 climbers have died. But some feel the climb can be done with respect.
Sometimes it's a big blanket statement saying every traditional owner, maybe not. Maybe some of them believe that if we respect the area that we can work together. We're going with 10 defeat and, whatever happens, happens. Yeah.
But not all are here for the climb. Timothy Ganderton, a university counsellor from Melbourne, says his journey to Uluru is one of education.
We took a bunch of international students that are mostly Indian, and it was about showing them Australian culture and heritage and that sort of thing, and helping them better understand why we're not climbing the rock and all things related to Indigenous culture. So.
Others see it differently.
This is the last day it'll ever be climbed. So I think, look, just one day only, just turn a blind eye and it'll be fine.
But traditional owner Vincent Forrester says people have been turning a blind eye since 1985, when Uluru was handed back to traditional owners, a pivotal moment in the land rights struggle.
From that day, in 85, we've asked for the closure of this climb. Why? Well, obviously, this is our sacred site, and it is a sacred site for all Australians.
It's a day 34 years in the making, and one that Yawuru man and West Australian Senator Pat Dodson says could start a ripple effect of change for Indigenous peoples across the country.
In essence, it's a recognition that things can change. It doesn't always have to be what it is governments say things ought to be. And that with persistence, and I believe that board has been persistent, and I know some of the people that have been on that board have passed away, and I see Leroy... standing up there, knew his father very well, Leroy Lester, the chairman of the Central Land Council. These are people that have carried the concerns of their older people and now are able to deliver back. So it's good.
Tomorrow, a new dawn awaits Yanganyu and all Australians. Jangu Thomas says his generation will remember the long fight which came before.
It's rather emotional. Having elders who picked up this, long journey before I was born to close the climb, and now they're no longer here, but we're carrying on their legacy to close the climb. So there's a bit of sadness there, but also, a lot of happiness knowing that the climb will be closed and, respect is going to be given to Anangal's wishes.
Their law, written in this land for millennia, is to be respected at last. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.